This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone is a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're answering your questions. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. Layla's here with me.
And hi, Dr. Hoffman.
How you doing? And okay. So let's get back to questions. What's next?
We have an email from Don. Hi, Layla and Dr. Hoffman. There are some doctors out there that say that supplements don't provide much absorption, minerals in particular, because they're not ionized like they are in foods. So do you think mineral supplements are worthy of the cost?
Well, there's a little faulty chemistry there.
Yeah.
When you eat food, the minerals aren't necessarily ionized. They can be in the form of bound to certain cations. So it's
yes.
Like magnesium mm-hmm. chloride, magnesium sulfate, magnesium, any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium is not really found in free form,
in
ionized form in foods, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
It may be in the bloodstream of living animals and live plants to some extent.
That it would become ionized there
in that
substrate.
Right. But so I'm not even sure that that is an argument against that. I mean, look, obviously food form is often preferable because you get the minerals in the way that nature intended them,
mm-hmm.
and B, you get also other constituents of the complete food, the fiber and all the other associated substances, some of which we haven't yet even identified.
Yeah. And Don, just to refute what some people are saying, we give magnesium to a patient, we see their magnesium levels go up.
Mm-hmm.
We give them zinc, we see their zinc levels go up. We give them
correct.
Iron, we see their iron
yes.
levels go up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're absorbed.
Yeah.
And without much change in diet how much iron-containing
right.
food will you be able to eat that you're not already eating?
Right. So the counter-argument that is more popular than this is food gives you everything you need. And you hear that all the time. Just to rep that out, they'll say, food is the ideal source of all the nutrition you need. And if you eat a balanced diet, you'll get every mineral that is necessary for your life. So take it away, Layla. What's the problem with that?
First of all, it starts with the soil. We don't have as much selenium there.
Right.
Plants
can now grow on a very narrow band of nutrients that promote their growth,
mm-hmm.
And they save money in depleted soils by not adding those things. An example of which was selenium in China. Selenium is absent from the soil in certain parts of China, so people were getting massive selenium deficiencies, even though the plants looked fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what was it? There was some
Keshan's disease. Yeah, it was a form of cardiomyopathy
mm-hmm.
that was due to cytomegalovirus. It was a big viral disorder that occurred because people were selenium deficient.
Yeah. The other argument is if you're eating a balanced diet, well, how come so many foods are fortified? Your grain products, for example. That's a way of adding additional micronutrients mm-hmm. to something that didn't exist. So, we have to kind of expand the argument, the point of what is a balanced diet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating things that are fortified with iron and folate and thiamine and all of this in your whole grain bread, then what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
After so much of the nutrition has been stripped. It's still being added
back
in.
It's refined and then fortified,
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, no. If we're eating a balanced diet, it's often not enough.
And then, the other argument to be made, forgive me if you've heard this argument before, is that, perhaps in the ideal healthy human who is not in a state of
stress in a pollution-free environment, who's not pregnant, who's not elderly, who's not sick, who's not growing, you know, maybe you could achieve that without taking a single supplement. And however, when we practice therapeutic nutrition, we see people who have problems.
Yes.
And we fortify them with regard to certain nutrients. We also use the nutrients not just to achieve normalcy, but to use them therapeutically. So we might use very high doses of vitamin D in somebody with multiple sclerosis, for example. Very high doses, much higher than they could get from diet. As food is
medical nutrition,
food is medicine,
therapy.
You know, not or nutritional supplementation is medicine. So you know, we wield these tools because we, in a sense, they're not natural, because when you take such high doses of such things, you know, you might be getting much more than you would get from a dietary source.
Yeah.
But you're using them as correctives for some kind of metabolic problem. Another example would be people with high homocysteine, who we use higher doses of B vitamins.
Yes. B6, B12, trimethylglycine, folate.
Psychiatric use of amino acids, you know.
Exactly. To help boost dopamine, tryptophan for serotonin,
right.
All of those, tyrosine.
Yeah, right. So
yeah.
A little digression, but, you know, that's okay. Good point at which to pause, because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share vital messages with you, such as the following. So listen up.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information, and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for continuing to support our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And now back to our questions. What's next, Layla?
We have an email from Michelle. Hi, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I love your show. I'm a longtime listener. Thank you very much for all that you do. Thank you for listening, Michelle. Unfortunately, I had two teeth removed due to bone loss from periodontal disease. I've always taken very good care of my teeth, but I still have this problem. Can I have your opinion on implants or types of implants, like ceramic versus titanium? Hey, are you a dentist?
I am a, a Renaissance man. And
yes.
A polymath.
Uh-huh.
I'm a polymath.
Polymath.
That's
okay.
A good word. It's like, in other words, I'm a know-it-all. No. I think that would be a more appropriate question for one of our integrative dentists.
Yeah.
And it's a controversy, because when you put these foreign materials in the mouth, they're supposed to be inert, but they can cause reactions.
Yeah.
Now, it's a risk-benefit equation, because not having teeth and not having teeth, say, even to anchor bridges, is a big problem in terms of your nutrition.
Yes.
So people who, you know, have false teeth and dentures, they have more limited dietary choices. And, you know, implants can make your mouth look great, because you get these wonderful looking choppers. You know, they look...
Bite into that apple and not worry about
Sometimes I see these people, and it's really kind of out of sync, especially I see them on TV, and they're like really aged, you know. But then they flash a smile, and you see this like perfectly aligned, you know,
chiclets,
bright-looking teeth, and you know that those are implants. You know, they've had extensive work, but that's their business. You know, they're in the media, and they have to look really sharp. You know, so you know, I think there's a potential problems associated with that.
In somebody with periodontal disease, I would think that they may not be a great candidate for implants if they have bone loss.
Well, the thing is, the implants are anchored deep into the bone.
Oh, I see.
So and therein lies disease. The problem is that, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, what can we do for people with periodontal disease? Well, we suggest that they take xylitol in mm-hmm. the form of lozenges, gum, mouthwashes,
mm-hmm.
Because xylitol changes the bacteria in the mouth. The bacteria are responsible for periodontal disease.
Vitamin A, CoQ10, heroic amounts of CoQ10.
C, which counteracts scurvy, which is associated with bleeding
gums. Tea tree oil rubs may also help. Oil pulling with coconut oil.
Okay.
If you can last the 20 minutes mm-hmm. to swish around some coconut oil in your mouth.
Parenthetically, a little concern with tea tree oil. Mm. We're alerted to the possibility that lavender oil and tea tree oil have estrogenic effects.
I knew lavender. And I didn't know tea tree oil.
Yeah, tea tree oil to some extent.
Okay.
There have been a couple of case reports of gynecomastia in young boys that has been attributed to their use of lavender oil and tea tree oil as well.
Wow.
Falls in that category.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
With the other nutrients. And so much of periodontal disease.
And tea tree oil is wonderful because it's a really good, natural antiseptic and antibacterial.
Yeah.
It's much preferable to something like Listerine.
Yeah. Michelle, we would advise you follow up with a dentist or at least a biological dentist or a more holistic dentist.
Right. For an opinion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Best of luck to you. Okay. Oh. Could Layla or Dr. Hoffman, this comes from Annie, could Layla or Dr. Hoffman weigh in on the new form of DGL that has hit the market called GutGuard? It's now the most popular DGL brand. Apparently, you could take a much lower dose because this is more potent. And the difference with GutGuard is it's to be taken after meals, which is different from previous versions that said you could take it before a meal or whenever you want or mm-hmm. at night.
Well,
and so,
we looked it up.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's so popular, I'm kind of surprised I've never heard of it. It's a great name, by the way. Interestingly, GutGuard is the name of a probiotic that is given to horses.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a human form of GutGuard, too. But it's different. It's not a probiotic. It is DGL. But as far as I can see, it's just DGL, and there's no specific add-on to it.
Nothing's been added to enhance it.
It says it has some bioflavonoids in it, so maybe that's the additive. So I don't know. That's the secret sauce, maybe, that makes it more potent. But I don't know. A DGL works just fine.
Yeah.
Any of our listeners care to try it? And, you know, if you think it's better, let us know.
Yeah. And it's not, Annie's asking thoughts on this allegedly new form of DGL. It's really not a new form.
Well,
it's
maybe. We don't know that much
DGL,
about it. Maybe it's, you know, especially when we tell people to take a lot of it between meals.
Yeah. Because that's when they get the symptoms.
Yeah.
Of heartburn.
Well, sometimes right after a meal, so.
Yes.
To
help soothe, but yeah.
You know, other things that are helpful, aloe gel, D-limonene has been shown to be helpful.
D-limonene.
Certainly Endofen.
Endofen is wonderful. Endofen is terrific.
Endofen is a lifesaver for some of our patients. You can get it via FullScript, which is our online dispensary. Just go to drhoffman.com, click on the store. And you'll actually get a lead to FullScript, where if you enroll, you can find Endofen.
Okay, thank you, Annie, for that question. We have an email from Irwin. I understand that liver absorbs toxins from the body. Is beef liver, chicken liver, chopped or whole, safe to eat?
Well, I like liver.
I like liver, too.
But I also always go for organic.
Absolutely.
That's where it's extremely important, I think, to go organic. Like the other day, I order grass-fed beef, and I usually stock in the refrigerator. But I got home, I forgot to defrost it.
Uh-huh.
I really felt like getting a steak. So I had to, my larder was empty after a weekend away.
The larder?
Yes, the larder, right.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'm just going to go and I'm going to get a steak And it was a conventional steak, and it was delicious, and that was fine. You know, and probably there's not some, there's some undesirable stuff in there.
Yeah.
And, but, you know.
But it, how often?
It's a one-off.
Yeah.
It's a one-off.
Yeah.
But if it were liver, I would not get conventional liver. And I would also probably not get conventional kidneys, because they also, it's a place where they concentrate. These are organs of detoxification.
Yes.
And
I wouldn't get beef liver. I would get calf's liver.
So less time to get toxic?
Less time to get toxic. That could be something.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you want to opt for
the
organic.
But then the animal rights people would be on your back, because calves, they think the whole calves eating veal is inhumane.
Well, yeah, well,
you know,
veal tastes good. Veal tastes good. Okay. Chicken livers are wonderful.
We just lost 25% of our listenership with just that.
We might have lost them with paleo diet.
That too. Right.
Oh my gosh. So making sure that you're getting a good source, Irwin, is very, very important. So at least, you know, the smaller animal, the organic animal, all of that, grass-fed, because if it's conventionally fed, it's going to have a fatty liver anyway.
Right.
That's not going to help its filtration ability of the liver itself. So.
Here's an anecdote. In the North, you know, they had these heroic expeditions of the late 19th century, early 20th century. And they, you know, were up there in these adverse conditions, and they were starving, and they came across a polar bear. And so they shot the polar bear for meat. And now we lost the rest of our listenership.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway.
Save the polar bears!
They were starving. They were starving. So, you know. So, their native guides, who are the Inuit, you know, said, cook it up, but don't eat the liver. And the explorer said, but the liver is the best part. Mm. It's full of nutrients. It's going to be, and the Inuit said, don't eat the liver. And they said, well, those ignorant natives, they don't know anything. We'll eat the liver.
Uh-huh.
And the explorers got, European explorers got very sick, and I think there were deaths from acute vitamin A intoxication. Now, why is that? Well, up there in the North Pole, there's snow blindness. Snow blindness is a big issue because, you know, everything's white, you know, and you know, so
you need your sunglasses.
So you need your sunglasses, but these animals don't have sunglasses. So what they have is they have a lot of vitamin A in their eyes. As part of something called rhodopsin, which is the black-white vision component of the, you know, I guess it's the rods.
The rods and cones.
Rods and cones. The cones are color vision, the rods are. So the rods are vitamin A dependent, and therefore black and white vision.
Mm-hmm.
And contrast discrimination. And contrast discrimination, when everything's white, forget about it. If you don't have, like, you know, Ray-Bans on.
Right.
So the polar bears store enormous amounts of vitamin A in their livers. And so if you want to read up on vitamin A toxicity, read up on these expeditions, because that's what happened when they got massive amounts.
That's fascinating.
Millions of units of vitamin A overdose.
Wow.
So don't have liver, and especially don't have polar bear liver.
No. Oh my.
Plus,
wow.
You know, your all your eco friends will shun you.
Right,
you know,
right. Just to mention cod liver oil. You know, back in the days of our grandparents, it didn't have as much vitamin A, I believe.
Oh, okay.
As it may of late.
So less danger of toxicity.
Less danger of toxicity as well. But I think the vitamin A has gone up. I'm going to have to go out and look around again at various vitamin A supplements and see how much.
Well, I was talking about
cod liver oil supplements.
I was talking to an older patient, and, you know, she said, well, why do I have osteoporosis? I said, well, maybe when you were growing up, you didn't get enough vitamin D. You know, milk wasn't fortified when you were growing up, but blah, blah, blah.
You have to drink 40 cups of it.
And I said, unless you got cod liver oil. And she said, I don't know if I got that. I said, you would know if you got it, because it's one of those things like, hold your nose and we'll shove the spoon in. You know, it's like, here comes the train, and, you know, and you could swallow it and then make a grimace, and you would know. But that's actually probably what kept a lot of kids in our grandparents' generation and our great-grandparents' generation from developing rickets.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And my grandfather did suffer from rickets because he was bow-legged.
Wow.
He was, you know, with each generation, successive generation, they're taller. Like my grandfather was 5'2". Mm-hmm. His son was 5'7". I'm 5'10". Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, it's clearly has to do with availability of vitamin D.
Yes.
And, but, you know, what saved them is they got cod liver oil.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
Erwin, thank you.
I think we've digressed our way out of answering some of the rest of these questions, but I enjoy the digressions, and I hope you do.
Yes.
If you have a problem with it, please send us an email, #  no more digressions, and we'll just answer questions.
We'll just shut up and answer questions. Short and sweet.
Right.
That's it.
But we reserve the right to be triggered by your inquiries into meandering and through the world of nutritional science. So thank you very much for listening, and continue to support our sponsors. Also check out our products via FullScript. There you can find great nutritional products as well as to help support Intelligent Medicine podcasts. Thanks, Layla, for joining us.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.